Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Bray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all of the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 6th of March, Anno Domini 2004, and you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites on 1180 WHAM. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I am Ben Turchin.
Excellent, and he is our producer for the day.
Filling in, but
that doesn't make him second string. It makes him
second
the
fiddle.
Second A string.
Second fiddle.
Where is Rob Linton, ladies and gentlemen?
Listening.
You know, we can't go a week, you know, without at least putting it in there.
That's right. You love to hear it.
Yeah, I do.
But he's off, I suspect, one step ahead of the law somewhere in Canada. But he'll
be there. He's practicing for his motorcycle safety course.
Yeah. He couldn't quite master four wheels. Now he's hoping to do two. We'll see.
I signed up for that motorcycle safety course, Learn to Ride with My Friend, which is a good way if anybody's going to learn.
Learn to ride with your friend, and they call it a safety course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he rented over at
Interesting MCC. Use of the term safety.
Yeah. And he rented over at MCC, and it's Learn to Ride, and you literally pass the test, and you get your license right then and there. But
you can drive home.
No, it takes a couple of weeks.
Oh. Well, if you get your license right then...
Yes, you can then go and drive your motorcycle.
You can drive home.
Because I guarantee you, after the skills you teach, he taught my wife. Now, my wife, you know, I start to teach her, and it's like, no, I can't handle this. So I sent her off to the school. And the first time she went out riding with me, riding behind, it's like, whoa, who's this woman behind me? Because they're riding pretty darn good.
Because she's good.
Yeah. I can't believe it. It's like, whoa, mama.
All right, we are, for those of you who are, in fact, either sitting down or I suppose you could be listening in the car, but you can listen in the bike, because you do that all,
all the time. Yeah,
like,
the radio.
The only thing you're really missing is doors and a roof, because you got every other amenity in your bike.
Yeah, trailer hitch, lighter, you name it.
Stereo. Sure, no back seat, but then...
Yes, there is. So where do you think the wife is? She's in the back seat.
She's in the back seat.
At least they don't put her in the trunk.
Well, that's... And she wouldn't let you. I know her.
No, I...
You would end up with... Exactly right. But now we're going to go to the news, because I think we've talked about motorcycles long enough, and since Dave's all revved up, we'll start with Steve.
we had a very...
It's my job to keep him all off balance here.
We had a very, very strange thing happen this week. Microsoft released the software development kit for the new Xbox 2 to developers this week, so they can start writing games for Xbox 2. The strange thing is, the Microsoft software development kit came on an Apple Power Mac G5.
Pretty fascinating.
With a big Apple logo on the side.
Right.
Actually, it's a deal with the IBM, the Power 970 that Apple is using in their G5 computer, is going to be the basis of the new Xbox 2. And so IBM is claiming a big defeat over Intel, which is the Pentium 4 in the current Xbox. But it's really interesting that that this Apple Power Mac is running the NT kernel somewhere underneath the hood.
Cool.
So somewhere someone got a recompiled and was able to write NT for the PowerPC, which isn't that...
Well, duh, how hard can it be?
Well, it's not that big an issue because Microsoft wrote Windows NT 3 and I think maybe 4 for the PowerPC chip when they first came out years ago.
Right, exactly.
And from all the insider specs, NT on the PowerPC was significantly faster than NT under Intel.
Significantly
fast. Almost as fast as the Alpha.
Yes.
Which was a really fast chip.
Yeah, it really was.
So now with the neat thing with IBM's 970 is it's backward compatible with the previous PowerPC line, but the big deal with the 970 is it's 64-bit and also 32-bit. So the old stuff still works in 32-bit, and that's been a big problem on the Intel side, that they've got a 64-bit chip no one's buying because none of the old 32-bit software will work on it.
Right. It's the G5 and it's the Athlons. The Athlon 64 from AMD that actually were backwards compatible.
Right, so it's less of a work for the developers.
So what you're really saying is the next version of Halo will officially be too fast for me to even begin to play. the kids who work for me, who are, and they're kids, they're in their 20s, every Friday night we get together and we have a big screen projector and they play
their
Xbox
games.
And I sat in one night, and I was the absolute laughing stock. Of course, these kids play these games every night.
Yeah.
So they know when to...
You get out of school at 2, you go to bed at midnight.
Exactly. I'm still trying to figure out which is the duck button, and I'm dead. You know, so I'm...
Well, you've got to go to, what's the name? Warthogjumping.com. I'll find it and put a link up. The vehicles in Halo are indestructible.
Yes.
If you're in the car when it gets blown up, you die, but the car doesn't.
The car in fact, I have the only time I ever kill anybody is when I run them over.
Yeah. So these bunch of really...
True in life, too.
Yeah.
This bunch of inventive players figured out that if they collect enough grenades and put it under the Jeep, the Warthog, it will fly through the air. And they've got these movies out with guys flying through the air. They can flip the Warthog over mountain ranges by collecting enough grenades and
with
rocket
people
launch.
In them.
Now and then the people will be in them, and you see five guys go flying around and ah! it's really pretty funny because the cars are indestructible.
Right? You sure the Warthogs and not Pumas? That's a red versus blue joke.
Yeah.
We'll do that later. All right. See, I'm not completely behind
no,
in all of this.
Remember Pumas? They, Laughing. Who was it? The two brothers. Stand-up comedian.
Tommy and Dick Smothers?
Smothers. And the Smothers brothers went off on Pumas.
They did. The Pumas.
Pumas and Pumas.
Right,
yeah.
Right. All right, we'll go to Dave now, who is calmed down.
Somewhat.
Nobody mentioned it.
Yeah.
A different operating system. We'll go
on. No, that's good. Like I say, no, when we have our party... That's why I'm going to be really getting on the bandwagon to get... Because I even have one of those discs to offer up for the bonfire.
Perfect.
And that'll be my copy, because I've been literally saving that, because somebody donated a computer to me. It came with that horrid disc. We got it over there with an earmark to be burned.
Perfect.
Meanwhile, Dell's come out with a fix, folks. If you have any of the Dell Optiplex or Dimension Desktop PCs with the ultra-sharp digital video interface, in other words, a flat panel screen, and are using the DVI compatible connector, in other words, it's a little bit wider connector than your normal VGA connector, and you try hooking it up, and it just goes flaky on you after a while, well, Dell admits... You know, like anything else, when they're putting out products, they try to keep it up to date, you know, and they definitely are customer-focused. There is a patch out there to correct it, because in some of the cases, they've had to replace nearly 20,000 motherboards because it's caused it to overheat and, you know, overdrive it and blow the video on some motherboards, because... Nowadays, you know, you can get video separate, but most of Pentium 4s and that out there now come with the built-on video.
Which is really pretty good video these days.
Yeah,
it used to be really garbage video.
It's pretty good today.
You can sit there and start it out with 32 meg, and for the average home user, unless they're getting into games and all that stuff, then they might go up to 64 or 128. So this 32 meg video on board was... getting messed up big time and literally causing problems on the board that they had to replace nearly 20,000 of them. So what they recommend is getting a hold of Dell, and they've got a patch, and they'll walk you through the steps that you can more or less start up in, like, whether you're, even if you're running Windows XP, you can start up in a safe mode, which is just a plain vanilla VGA mode. And they give you the steps on how to apply the patch, get rid of the references to the older drivers, and that video display you know, ways that it was using, you restart the machine and it'll, boom, it'll find it and you should be all set. But they recommend getting a hold of them and definitely, or if you can get to their website and getting that downloaded driver.
Perfect.
If you're using the Dell UltraSharp digital video interface.
Perfect.
The DVI.
Perfect. And our Microsoft news of the day. Microsoft news of the day. Two very important things. First, Windows Service Pack 2 is coming out. There's a couple of interesting things going on. One of the things that will be included in Service Pack 2 as well as in the next version of Windows.
This is for that one cost.
Yeah, exactly. But one of the things they're going to do is include fully automated patching. In other words, you won't even get the opportunity to say yay or nay. No, it'll just happen.
Super.
You get on, well,
okay.
Yes and no, because here's an interesting thing. They're going to have better firewall protection, virus protection, and a pop-up blocker built in. The problem that's going to happen with that is...
Virus protection? Microsoft getting into virus protection?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I have a problem with that.
Exactly. Well, here's the other problem. Microsoft has announced that anybody who writes software for Windows must check it against the beta version of Service Pack 2 because they guarantee that certain applications will break when Service Pack 2 is installed. Which means that from now on, when you get an automatic download, if they want to break an application, oh well, and now suddenly you'll find Service Pack 2 is installed and you can't run something else. Now, what they're saying is they've made significant changes to the software with the aim of improving security. Microsoft warns these changes could render applications inoperable. By design, many of the new security improvements will break functions for a wide range of applications.
Well, I guess that goes on my list to say not install.
Well, you see, but if you don't, you're not going to get a choice.
Yes, you can.
In the next version of Windows.
Yeah, right, but then you'll be installing the operating system, hopefully clean, on a new system.
Right.
I haven't had any problems with folks. If they get a brand new system with Service Pack, you know, it's Windows XP with Service Pack 1 on it, installed already, that's no problem. Then start installing stuff. It's when you've got stuff already installed and then try to put the Service Pack 1 on there that it starts breaking so many other applications in the way the thing runs.
Exactly.
Literally, it's caused machines not to boot.
Yep.
We've
yep.
had to go backwards to get that Service Pack 1 out of there. That's why I've not recommended folks to install that. Just install the patch.
Well, we're about to enter an interesting new world. You'll probably have to get updates to a lot of your software. Some of it probably will not be free. It's going to be an interesting world. And I know a number of you are saying, well, it's time to look at those Macs. It's time to look at Linux. And that's certainly a lovely choice. Two other quick things. One I'll save for the poll because it directly relates to that and we should be moving on. But I do want to mention, there's nothing to say about it yet, but I'll just bring it to your attention. Lawmakers have introduced an anti-outsourcing bill. More than 50 legislators have gathered together and created the Defending American Jobs Act of 2004 that proposes to cut federal funding from companies that lay off workers at higher rates in the U.S. than abroad. It would also require companies that apply for federal grants and loans to declare the salaries of employees in the U.S. or abroad. So it's going to be interesting. They're saying, you know, obviously millions of jobs in manufacturing technology are shipped overseas to where companies pay their employees far less money. If there are a number of companies that continue to get federal funding, there are a number of companies that continue to get federal funding while at the same time outsourcing jobs overseas, and they're thinking that may not be a great idea. Personally, I agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
Do anything you want, just don't expect us to pay for it. So that's coming along. We'll see what that says for each of them, because I know there are a lot of you I talk to all the time, and there's a lot of pain going on out there with people who just don't have jobs anymore because it's cheaper to send them overseas. I understand the need for the companies to maximize their profits, not be profitable, but maximize those profits. I understand that, you know, God love you, but...
Because you do work in the school of business.
Right, right, right. And I do understand that. But, you know, I also, there's that humanist side of me that says, you know, at some point profit should take second, should take a backseat to mm-hmm. Americans needing jobs. But that's just me, I guess. Anyway, later on we'll talk about paying for your email. But right now we're going to go to the phones. And our first caller is Brian from Scottsville, New York. Welcome, Brian. What's your question?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Well, it depends on how you answer my question.
Sure.
It depends.
So far, you're doing pretty lousy there, Brian.
I guess I just found myself in Springfield here. I'm using a virus software called Avast. It's free, and it updates itself automatically on a regular basis, both the program and the virus signatures.
Uh-huh.
However, there's always a however. When I went to load it, it tells me that there is the Norton antivirus running.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is not running, as far as I could tell.
Did you uninstall it?
Was it ever?
Well, here's the thing. I inherited this computer, and it has Norton System Works on it.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I could tell, I can't remember if I did, if I went and said turn off the Norton antivirus or whatever, but I don't show it on any of the uninstall. It
probably left some registry entries behind.
Or it could be.
Well, actually, Norton.
If he's running Windows 98.
Windows XP.
XP? Mm-hmm. It might be in the startup, startup folder.
It could also be that Norton System Works is listed in the uninstall. That includes utilities, antivirus, and a bunch of stuff, but it's all under one installer.
One thing you can do, Brian, is if you can go to the Norton website, they have a remove tool.
A manual remove instruction and remove tools for completely removing.
Yeah, what you do is you put the utility out on the desktop and run it right from the desktop, and it will remove from the registry and everywhere it's out. And I mean, Norton just wants to get its fingers in there and try to optimize things and everything else.
And it oftentimes puts so much overhead on the computer that it slows it down.
Yeah.
You know, it's this great utility package to run if there's problems, but we don't recommend installing it all that stuff on the hard drive.
You can install it, but tell it to run it from CD. That way, you know, you only need the utilities when you need them.
Okay.
All right?
All right, sounds great.
Okey-doke.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. We are going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turchin, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Lambs, Rush, Limbaugh.
They are legislating. They are writing law from the bench.
You all liked it in 2000 when the Supremes let Bush into office.
Let me tell you something. You people are going to have to get over this.
What do I have to get over? It's not in the Constitution.
No. You're not going to get away with throwing that on the wall and then saying it was just there. The media came down to Florida. They independently counted all the votes. Every independent recount, Gore lost. Get over it.
Weekdays, 2 till 5 on WHAM.
You closed up your house for winter months ago, and ever since you've been wheezing and coughing. Your eyes have been red and swollen. You know why? It's all the dirt, dust mites, dead skin cells, and junk blowing through your air ducts. Well, if you want to live like this, be my guest. But if I were you, I'd call Indoor Air Professionals today. Now's the time to get your ducts cleaned, because the savings are as hot as they get. Save $60 to $90, depending on the size of your house. Get 0% financing for 6 months. And speaking of hot, Indoor Air Professionals will clean and sanitize your air duct system and keep your house warm at the same time. You won't be the least bit inconvenienced or uncomfortable. No reason to put off duct cleaning now. Call the pros at Indoor Air Professionals. Save $60 to $90. Get 0% financing. Call 427-8020. That's 427-8020.
Breathe easier. Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
Stone Lincoln Mercury delivers sound bites.
Hey, good afternoon, boys and girls. Delmonico from the Wham 5 o'clock News Hour. I am up in Webster. Haven't been here in a while. So great to be back. We're at the Singular Wireless Store, 1855 Empire Boulevard at the corner of Bay, Empire and Bay. So come on up and see us. We're here till 2 o'clock today. Singular this weekend, you got to get in here. You can check out this awesome phone. It's the Motorola V400 integrated camera phone. You can get into it for only basketball tournament in Buffalo, March 18th through the 20th. There are Syracuse Orangemen National Championship hats you can win with purchase. See store for details. Singular fits you best, and we are at the Singular location at 1855 Empire Boulevard at the corner of Bay. We're here till 2. Back to Soundbites on Wham.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Your Debt Under Control. Step 1. Confront it.
Hello, debt.
Step 2. Get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. To get your debt under control, call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor recommended Celsin Blue as a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
The most complete school and business closings are on WHAM. Brought to you by the 265,000 members of CSEA, New York's leading union. Caring, capable, doing the job right.
Sunday afternoon, it's the regular season finale for Syracuse as they host the UConn Huskies. Coverage begins 1:30 Sunday on WHAM.
They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
You know, that's true, but it's not just me, Nick Francesco. It's also
Dave Enright,
Steve Ray,
Ben Turchin,
and, of course, all of you. And we're back to the phones now. Speaking of all of you, we'll take you one at a time. We're going to talk to George from Victor, New York. Welcome, George. What's your question?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for the show, first of all. You guys are doing super service for the community.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
My question, hopefully, is one that you can resolve fairly quickly. I have an AMD computer that I was running Microsoft XP on, and evidently I got that virus that causes everything to freeze after 10 minutes of operation. I don't remember the name of it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize it at the time, and I tried to reload XP on the machine again, mm-hmm. and ended up with all kind of problems. Now, whenever I turn the machine on, there's nothing there on the screen at all. And somebody told me that there's some way to go back and reset the BIOS to start all over.
Well, you can as it's booting up, mm-hmm. if you hold down the control key or hit F8, you get a menu.
Okay.
And what you can do with Windows XP is select last known good boot up. And what it'll do is go backwards in time to find a good bootable registry so it can reboot your system.
So control or F8, even though there's nothing at all on the screen.
Well, in other words, you see it boot up correctly, right? It counts the memory and all that?
No.
It doesn't even do that?
No.
Then there's something more wrong in
it. Yeah,
computer.
There's more than wrong with it then.
There are a few viruses that will kill your BIOS, but when yeah. do you at least, it doesn't even count up memory?
No. It just
is this a used machine or new?
It just starts up and you hear the hard drive running, but there's nothing on the screen.
Well, it could be a video card problem.
Yeah, it could be a video card. Do you get any beeps?
Nope.
Is the monitor light, is that green or orange?
It's green.
So it's getting a signal. It could be the video on there if you're not getting any beeps. But how old is this machine?
About 2 years.
It's not under warranty.
No.
I'm afraid you're going to have to take that in someplace and have them check it out.
Yeah, there's clearly more wrong than we can immediately solve over the air. And with something like this, somebody's got to actually physically look at it, determine if there's a loose board, a loose connector, something wrong.
Yeah. I mean,
and since if it's not even starting Windows, then the problem's in the hardware, something on the logic board, the RAM,
yeah,
the CPU.
Yeah, we do testing like that. It's just a simple diagnostic fee just to see what it is, whether it's a blown motherboard or video for you. And that's only $30 plus tax.
Oh, that's fine. I just don't want to spend, $500 trying to figure
no,
out.
No, no, no.
That's the diagnostic to tell you what is wrong.
Okay.
And then if it's going to, if it's needs going to
be. You could run that even though there's nothing there, huh?
Yeah, we can test the various components out on our test board.
Okay.
Our test bench, just to try to narrow down for you. And we do that for $30.
Yeah, basically, you just replace every part until you find the one that that makes it work again, and now you know what was bad.
And like I said, we do that for $30, and then if, say, you need a new video card or whatever, we have those, and you can, you know, we'd gladly do that, and then whatever the charges are, minus your $30 that you already paid, we just do it that way.
Where are you guys?
We are now relocated at 70 Empire Boulevard. We're 0.6 mile west of Dan's Crafts. It's a big blue house currently with a red door. And happily to say, I finally sold my other house, and now I'm going to own 70 Empire.
Yep. 70 Empire Boulevard.
Between, St. Ambrose at the corner of...
between Culver and 590.
Tell you what, if you go too far, you'll see Donuts Delight. The only thing we ask our customers to do is stop into Donuts Delight,
pick up
a few donuts, bring them on back to the shop, and we'll reimburse
you. Because
you got to
turn around somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Sounds reasonable. What are your hours normally?
We're Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Super.
Okay.
Thanks, guys, for your help.
Thank you.
We're all thrilled that Dave got a new house, because now we'll stop talking about the trials and tribulations selling the old one.
I had 25 people.
Not at once.
No, over the time. I mean, my house went up on the market in September, and the only big complaint was, and I understood this. I mean, a lot of folks were coming through, and they had young kids. And they didn't like the fact that, even though my house is listed to be on Roby, it faces Elmwood Avenue. But the cool thing about it that these folks, the other folks didn't realize, is even though my house faces Elmwood Avenue, just this morning, I had 4 deer in the backyard.
Yeah.
Venison for dinner.
Venison for dinner.
We get deer. I've got 3 turkeys that come through the backyard. We've got a fox.
Oh, man, I got turkeys that come through my backyard, too, but you're not allowed to shoot people in the city.
Well, these are the real thing. But, you know, we wind up...
Only in the city, though?
Turkey, fox, you know, I mean, raccoons in the fall, they come out because we got a grape arbor. They love eating the grapes.
You're so pastoral.
I love it, though.
It's a good.
I hate to leave it, but you know, hey, this is going to be a great location that we're
moving. It's probably pastural. Years ago, it might have been a pasture.
It was probably
or Louis Pasture. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes because we need to take a quick break while we calm Dave down. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turchin, me, Nick Francesco, all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Everybody, it's WHAM's Health and Medical Reporter Liz Bonus. And, you know, it's cold out now, but pretty soon spring will be here. You'll be wanting to wear that swimsuit once again, and you need a little help shedding some pounds? Don't forget, join us 8:15 a.m. with Chet and Beth, and pick up your free copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, sponsored by Pinnacle Printers, available at Unity Health System Women's Health and Imaging Services at Park Ridge Hospital, at Grassroots Shoes, Frontier Commons, Jefferson Road, Henrietta, and at the Craft Antique Co-op, Ridge Road West in Greece.
Have you been diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or COPD? If you're among the tens of millions of Americans that live with COPD, we'd like to hear from you. Local medical researchers have joined a national clinical research trial to study the effectiveness of an investigational drug that may help relieve the symptoms of COPD. If you have COPD and are a man or woman over the age of 40 with shortness of breath, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis, please call AAIR Research Center at 585-442-1980. All participants will receive study-related physical examinations, lung function tests, lab tests, and the study drug at no cost. You will also be compensated for time and travel. If you're living with effects of COPD, call now to learn more and find out if you are eligible to participate. Call AAIR Research Center at 585-442-1980. That number again is 585-442-1980. Call now.
Here's a salute to the everyday people, the ones who contribute to our lives without expecting fame or glory, the ones who teach our children, and especially the ones who give so much more, teaching them by example about trust and decency, like the people who lead the high school musicians in the holiday concerts, or fix our roads, or serve in law enforcement or the military. Here's to the everyday people who get up every morning, whether they like to or not, who do what's expected of them day in and day out and make our country great. Here's to the ones who care, who do what's right, even though they are just getting by, who don't complain while athletes get multi-million-dollar salaries, the ones who make the effort every day to make our world just a little better, This is Bob Brenna Jr. from the law firm of Brenna and Brenna asking you to remember to take time out the next time you get a chance and make their day a little better and say thanks.
Tune in to the Brenna and Brenna Law Forum Sunday mornings at 8 on 1180 WHAM.
If you love Pepsi, and I mean really love Pepsi, come into Hess Express. Have we got a deal for you? It's our not-to-be-missed Pepsi 12-pack blowout. Right now at Hess Express, get two Pepsi 12-packs for $5.
Two Pepsi 12-packs for $5? You can't beat that price.
That's right. When it comes to the best beverage deals around, Hess Express is soda central with unbeatable prices on all your favorites, like two Pepsi 12-packs for $5. No limit, as many as you want.
Okay, guys, just load up the trunk with Pepsi 12-pack.
Hess Express, your one-stop express shop for more great meals, more great deals, more of everything you're looking for. From morning till night, we do things right, like our amazing Hess Express Pepsi 12-pack blowout. Get two Pepsi 12-packs for $5. No limit, as many as you want.
Two Pepsi 12-packs for $5? Now that's my kind of deal.
Through March 31st at participating locations.
Soundbite, powered by Patrick GMC.
I'm Attorney Frank Sigelski. I'll take your legal questions, comments, and concerns this and every Sunday at noon on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Ben Turchin.
And this is indeed Soundbites. We're going to quickly go to the next caller, Jim from Naples, New York. Welcome, Jim. What's your question? Jim, are you there? Hello, Jim.
Well, it's got to get all the way down to Naples.
I know their phone numbers are a little, their phones are a little slow down there, but we're going to skip Jim and go to Alan in Pittsburgh, New York. Welcome, Alan. What's your question?
Ah, all right. Maybe you can help me.
Maybe, maybe not.
I have two hard drives. I'm running Windows 2000 with the latest service packs, and I have two hard drives, an 80 gig that is my primary and 160 that's my secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the Macstar ATA PCI card so I can run the 160. I believe I lost a head in my 80 gig hard drive because I can't check disk it anymore. And it doesn't check disk between 75% and 84%. It can't read anything, so it's been causing problems. And I tried, I bought a new 160 gig Maxstar drive, and I tried to do the image over to it, and of course that seems to fail.
Now, you got to use a product like Ghost.
Like Ghost?
Yeah, Ghost will copy everything, the bootable record and all the hidden files and everything else from one hard drive to the other. The first thing I would recommend on that first drive, if you can get the thing to even boot and do a check disk space /F on that C drive. Since you're running Windows 2000, if you do the check disk space /F, that will try to fix the drive.
But doesn't when we don't the option boxes that says try to fix things on the fly do that anyways?
Well, if you hit F8, you'll get to the setup and where you can go to recovery panel.
Yeah.
And if you can do a check disk space /F there, they'll say, okay, do you want to do this the next time you reboot? You say yes. When it reboots, you'll see it go through the check disk, and it's got like four or five tests that it's got to run.
Well, it can't run through the first one. The first one, it stops at when it's whatever the first one is.
Yeah, but this is more or less doing it out of the DOS mode.
And it depends on how badly damaged the drive is as to how far it can get through. We've also had good luck with a program called SpinWrite for recovering damaged files.
Right. But to get back to your original question, Dave is absolutely right. You can't copy Windows while Windows is running.
Well, no, I use Max Blaster, and it gets through about, 75% of the copy.
Ghost would work well when the hard drive is
damaged. If the hard drive is damaged, then none of those things are going to work well. So your first choice is something like SpinWrite to try to resurrect
the dead files.
Yeah, back in the 80s when I was running a 286 Spinrite was my good friend.
Mm-hmm. And it still can be.
All right. Now, the next question, I gave up on that and I tried to just format my, or just put Windows 2000 on my 160 gig hard drive, and I have an original copy of Windows 2000. I'm one of the first licensed users. And it won't see it because it's over the magic 128 or 137 gig.
What you have to do is partition that 160.
Or get a newer disk of Windows 2000 that has the service packs on it.
Well, which, it would have to have the service packs already installed.
Or
which,
flash
PEEK.
Which you probably can't get anyway, right.
If you can flash the BIOS.
No, it's a limit in NT. It couldn't address the hard drive that big.
Okay. The thing you can, well, if you wanted to move up to XP, you could do that, and then when it says, where's your old version, just give it the disk from the old version. Or point it to that old drive. But in terms of, if you want to keep 2K, then you really need to repartition that hard drive to, I'd say, call it 120 and then 40.
And then what you can do is after you get 2000 installed, get all the service packs loaded so NT recognizes a drive that big, get partition magic, and put it back into one partition if you
then
want.
If he's going to spend the money on partition magic, he might as well just go get
XP. Yeah.
Right, it's a wash there.
Mm-hmm.
But those are your choices, and I am sorry.
All right. If I borrowed a small drive, could I format it and then use Max Blaster to make the copy over?
Yeah, but NT still not going to recognize that.
Well,
NT still isn't. It doesn't matter what you do. NT by itself, you cannot have the bootable partition bigger than 128 meg.
Unless I download all the service packs to it, service pack to
that might work. Give it a shot.
But then you're still going to run into the problem that it can't copy into the damaged files, and you don't know what it's missing.
Right.
Because of the damage.
But you can give that a try, and I'm afraid we have to go now. We're going to give you some news along with your commercials this time. So we'll be back in just a few minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turch, and me, Nick Francesco, and each and every one of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Ben Turchin.
And this is Soundbites. We're going to get back to the phones in just a few minutes, but first, we're going to talk a little bit about some things that happen on our website every week, of course. We put up a poll. Last week's poll was about taxes on Internet purchases. 423 of you voted in that poll. I want to thank each and every one of you. That made us number 13 on the all-time hit list. 36% of you said no. The choices were, we're talking about taxes on Internet purchases, and the choices were, I always pay them, of course. Let them find me. What taxes and no taxation without representation? 36% of you, 151, said no taxation without representation. 28% of you, completely clueless, what taxes? 26% of you, living dangerously, let me find them. And 9% of you lied and said I always pay them. Of course. No, I'm sure you do.
And the irony is that our legally elected representatives have voted to require you to pay the taxes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
which you were already required to pay for by law.
Right.
Apparently now you are re-required.
Well, it started years ago with mail order catalogs that they weren't collecting taxes at, and now it's even a bigger problem for states and their budget fall. So it's raise taxes otherwise or collect the taxes you're supposed to be paying anyway.
Right, right. So they're not raising a tax. They're just asking you to pay for the taxes you already. That's interesting. I don't know what that is, but it's ugly. This week's poll is about sending paying to send email. Mr. William H. Gates III, who can afford to pay for everybody's email, gave a speech and said, and he's not the only one who thinks this, we should start buying stamps for our email. Many internet analysts are worried, however, that turning email into an economic commodity would basically undermine its value in democratizing communication. Isn't that a great sentence?
But it would be a way to hopefully cut down on junk mail if they have to pay for it.
Well, that's the whole idea. The whole point being that if you have to pay to send mail, then people will pay, will send less spam because it becomes, right now, sending it is basically free. So you can send out a billion, and the spam industry basically made $11 billion last year, almost $12 billion, from people who answered the spams and bought stuff. So it's I don't know that this is going to help, because if you're getting your share of $11 billion, you can still afford to send out tens of thousands of, or hundreds of thousands of mass emails. But he's saying you could do it in one of two ways. One is to actually pay money, cash money, whether it's a penny or a tenth of a penny or whatever that is, or by giving over some of your computing time on your system to solve some sort of math problem or, you know, whatever it might be, as so many of us are currently doing with SETI at home or the UD cancer studies, things like that. The folding things that are going. So there's all kinds of stuff that's going on. And time being money, spammers would have to, you know, buy more machines to solve more puzzles and et cetera, et cetera. So we'll see where that goes. I'm not sure that, you know, I send out 1,000 emails a week with a legitimate thing called Ask Nick, where I have both a paid membership and a free membership answering computer questions. And I don't know how I could afford, you know, it depends on what they charge me. I don't want to have to raise, I'm only charging $15 a year, and the free side is, well, free, so.
How are they going to collect that, you know, from other countries that don't want to buy?
Well, 56% of spam comes out of the United States, so they're, you know, if they get even that much, they're happy. So, I don't know. It's an interesting question. Anyway, this week's poll question is, would you pay to send email? The choices are absolutely and not on your tintype. So far, we have 105 of you who voted. 91% of you think no. Only 9% bullish box underneath there. And that will take you to my website, asknick.com. That's asknick.com, where you can then enter your opinion on the current poll topic. Notice I said it's on the current poll topic rather than on the current poll. People are doing that in the forums. I'm always leaving out some choice that they would prefer to have. I'm pretty sure yes or no is about where you want to go with this.
Yeah.
Anything else you can put in your opinion. Some of these actually have to do with the poll itself, which is kind of an interesting thing. The Vegas, I may have to do a road trip just to make sure they get installed correctly myself.
Should we come along with you?
Well, the soundbite server will be there too, so you'll need to be there.
Okay,
we'll have to go.
Yeah,
it's a business
road trip.
It's a business. It's a business. Right, you missed it.
Oh,
I think.
Well, NAB is next, then, right?
Right, and for some of you, holy cow, we've got 8 people listening on the live broadcast, the shoutcast thing. A couple people from Mindspring, a bunch of people from Roadrunner, somebody from Weehawken. We know who that is. That's Moody. Speaking of Roadrunner, I have to tell you, we used to be with Envision for DSL service here at WAM, and now we're on Roadrunner. We've moved over to Roadrunner. Envision apparently just evaporated in the middle of the night. I don't know the story. I've never been an Envision customer, so I'm not privy to what goes on in the bowels of the organization, if I can still say bowels. Yeah. But they just did it twice. So the thing went away, and a lot of people were left kind of high and dry, and they're scrambling to get service elsewhere. I think it's an interesting little situation. We'll try to dig in a little deeper and find out what the story is, but we just don't have an answer at the moment. Anyway, for that, hopefully we'll have an answer for the questions of the people on the phone. We're going to start with Mike from Parenton. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there.
I was a licensed user of SystemWorks 2001, and I recently ordered through the upgrade process at Symantec and received 2004. When I received it, it doesn't say on the box anywhere that it's an upgrade version. It looks like a complete version. However, an interesting thing is that it doesn't appear to have antivirus on it, even though it's the first item listed as in the suite of products that are in it. When I try to boot it from the CD or if I try to install it, it's got everything but antivirus.
You might have gotten a bad CD.
Really?
that would be a really weird, specific, bad problem, yeah. To not list a program.
Like if you do a custom install, you know how you can select whatever you want?
Right.
The antivirus is there, but it's grayed out, and you can't select it.
Well, what that means is it's installed whether you want it or not. You don't get the choice of not installing it.
The problem is, though, is when I launch SystemWorks either from the CD directly or from the application that I loaded on the hard drive, it's not to be found. It's literally not in the list of selectable. You know how they list them on the left-hand side, you know, all the WinDoctor, DiskDoctor, and all the other little things they have? It's literally not there. It's really strange. I've never seen this before.
You bought the home version of SystemWorks.
Right. I've got it right in front of me. And it literally does not have antivirus on it anyplace, on the installation.
Yeah. Okay, that's a little weird.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Because it says it includes antivirus, hard disk optimization, password management, system problem recovery, internet session cleanup.
I'd give them a caller or email them.
Is right on the box, Norton Antivirus, Norton
yeah.
Utilities, Password Manager,
and there's no separate installation procedure for that. Like when you open it up and it comes up and it says install, there's no separate things and it says install the antivirus. Do you already have Norton Antivirus on your machine?
I did, but before it allowed me to put this on, it wanted me to do an uninstall of the other
2003.
One.
Yeah.
And now you have no antivirus.
None at all.
I would call Norton or call their number and tell them your situation. Like I say, who knows? They might have messed up in creating a batch of disks. You might be one of maybe 1,000 people that, you know, they incorrectly burned the CDs incorrectly.
So I'm the first one that you know of.
That's the first one we've heard because, yeah, it clearly states that the antivirus software is supposed to be on there, and if it's not and you can't install it, oh, they got major problem.
Now you definitely have SystemWorks.
Yes, I've got it right in front of me.
With the gears on the box, the yellow box.
Right, and it lists all those things. Not quite the ones that you mentioned. It has Password Manager, Go Back, Personal Edition, and Clean Sweep.
Yeah, that's the same. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I've got it up right here. And while you were talking with the other gentleman two calls ago, I tried booting it from the CD, figuring, well, maybe something went wrong with the install. And when I booted it from the CD, it's not even an option on the application as it launched.
Call Symantec.
Yeah, you clearly have a bad CD there, but it looks like it was miscreated rather than a problem in it. Because you're supposed to have Clean Sweep, Go Back, Password Manager, Utilities, and Antivirus. Those are all on those five things are in SystemWorks.
Well, and it's not that it doesn't even try to install it, so apparently it never was put on the CD to begin
with. Well, that's what I'm saying. That it's a badly manufactured, it's a mismanufactured CD.
I can't believe this is the only one that cranked out of their assembly line.
No, I'm sure they've got a billion of them. Yeah, exactly. You're just the first guy who noticed it and called.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lucky me.
Yeah,
congratulations, you win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but if it's not even showing up in the setup, then there's a problem because it's
you
supposed to be there.
You call and complain and maybe being the first
there's
one to find it, they'll give them a free upgrade.
Another interesting thing was that I did the email tech support.
Yeah.
They told me they'll respond to me in 5 to 7 days.
Right. So just, you know, stay on the Internet with no virus protection for
or
a week.
Or take it back to the store and let them deal with it.
Yep.
There's an idea. Sorry. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turchin, and me, Nick Francesco. All of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Wham! Car-
covers the 2004 vote better than anyone. When Senator Ted Kennedy came to Rochester to campaign for John Kerry,
it's not the top.
News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Thank you for calling Seniors First Day and Respite Program.
It's as easy as a phone call.
How are you today?
Are you caring for a loved one at home? We understand your commitment. We also know that sometimes you really need a break. That's why it's time you discovered the convenience and peace of mind of Seniors First Day and Respite.
You need someone to take care of your dad while you're away. That's why we're here.
Our professional caring staff will get to know what your loved one wants and needs. We'll provide healthy meals and snacks, a daily exercise program, parties, fun activities, and more, whether for a day, a weekend, or all week. Our reliable, fully insured staff is there for you.
I'm glad we can help.
Caring for yourself helps you care for your loved one. Call 770-1800, that's 770-1800, to discover the convenience of Seniors First Day and Respite Programs. Located at Valley Manor on East Avenue and Metro Park near MCC. At Seniors First, our people make the difference.
Don Buick delivers sound bites.
Hi, this is Doug Dupuy for SelectQuote, and I just called
Cheryl Payne,
one of SelectQuote's licensed agents.
Hi, Mr. Dupuy.
Hi, Cheryl. Why buy term life insurance through SelectQuote instead of somebody else?
Well, Mr. Dupuy, about 2 out of 3 people have health or lifestyle issues. Could be high blood pressure, skydiving. Now, depending on what insurance company you choose, you could overpay hundreds of dollars a year.
Well, where does SelectQuote come in?
SelectQuote's a real matchmaker. We impartially shop the pick of America's top life insurers to match you with your best buy.
Got an example?
Sure. I just matched a man 40 years old who takes cholesterol medication with a $500,000 policy for under $22 a month.
Quite a match, Cheryl. Why not let SelectQuote match you with your best buy? Just call 1-800-352-8300. That's 1-800-352-8300. Or log on to SelectQuote.com.
Examples, First Colony Preferred, Best Colony, 10-year term, Policy Form 1420 and 1421 et al. Underwritten by First Colony Life Insurance Company, a GE Financial Assurance Company, Lynchburg, Virginia. Policy subject to underwriting approval, available in most states.
I'm Attorney Frank Sigelski. I'll take your legal questions, comments, and concerns this and every Sunday at noon on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
50,000 watts. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
You know, when you can say the thing along with the guy, you've been listening to the show too long. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Ben Turchin.
And this is Sound Bites.
Huh. I wonder how many gigabytes that is.
Who cares? And we already did that once. Depends on the compression algorithm. But we're back. And, what the heck, let's take your phone calls. Why not?
Do we have to?
No, we don't have to. No, what would you rather talk about?
I don't know. Let's take phone calls.
All right, let's take the phone calls. Back to the phone calls. We're going to talk to Bobby from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Bobby. What's your question?
Hi, guys. I just had a quick question.
Questions are always quick, Bobby.
First of all, I am sick of Windows. I've been using Windows for, 5 or 6 years now, and I'm... To make a long story short, I'm ready to switch to Linux, and I was wondering which version of Linux, like Mandrake or Lindows, which one should I go to?
Well, that's entirely a religious question, as you know. There are a lot of them out there now.
I know.
I think your best bet is to do a little testing.
Okay.
You can download some live Linux CDs.
Okay.
Burn the CD and boot from it, and then you're in Linux. Now, it's going to run slowly because it's decompressing everything from the hard drive, from your CD-ROM drive, which is slow to begin with.
Okay.
Right, but there's hundreds of live CDs from Linux. Mandrake has one called Mandrake Move.
Okay.
Canopix at canopix.org has one. Ganopix at ganopix.org has one.
Yeah, we've got a
Mepis has one. We have a bunch of them listed already. There's a bunch of them out there.
Some of them are more designed for people who want to play with the programming and write their own stuff. Some of them are designed for people who just want to work.
And if you want to run them on a lower-end machine with less memory, they run just as good, if not better.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of what I was
high-end machine. Right. And the thing about Linux in general is if you get one of the newer distributions, and all the ones I've mentioned do this,
They're very easy to update if you get one that's based on Red Hat, like Fedora or Mandrake. Then they have an RPM system to update. If you get one based on Debian, there's the .deb package, then the apt-get system. The yum packages. You just type yum up. I did this last night. I have a Fedora Core 1 on a laptop. I typed yum update, and I got brand new everything. Everything that was updated was on my machine. It was great. It was sweet.
Well, you guys gave me a lot of information.
Well, there's the list of them that are out there now. If you go, and Steve will put this on the website, but it's www.frozentech.com /content/livecd.php.
Okay.
It lists over 100 of them.
Wow.
So pick one or two that seems to make sense to you. They're listed. Now, some of them you won't care about. For example, there are some that are specifically for non-English-speaking countries. There's one for CNC metalworking. Numeric control machines, one for bioinformatics. You don't care about those.
Right.
So you can see the desktop ones are really the ones you're interested in.
What about drivers?
Any of the newest ones, particularly the ones that are based on Linux 2.6,
okay.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a newish product that doesn't have a driver.
Okay.
For example, I just put it on this laptop I was telling you about. It found everything, including my Cisco Aeronet wireless networking card that Windows was having trouble with.
Cool.
Okay.
Booted up and used it. Again, under Fedora, which is usually the latest version of everything. So, you know, my suggestion is you're going to spend a little time looking through this, but do it.
And learning.
Pick, you know, download a half a dozen of these, burn them, and try them.
Okay.
Because it's like buying a new car.
Right.
You know, take the time to buy the car you're comfortable with. The same thing is true of Linux, because each of these is just a little different. They all have a graphical user interface.
Right.
They all run OpenOffice. They all have everything you need to go through your daily life. Some of them do it, you know, like every new car. The radio controls are over here. So everything is in a little bit of a different place, and it's just a matter of figuring out which car you want to drive.
Now,
what's interesting is there's also three versions for the PowerPC.
Yep.
So if you're already used to running the Unix that's built into the Mac, you can run one of the Linux but layers too.
Yep.
Now, one last question. Do these distributions, do they normally come with, like, software to run the CD burner and stuff like that?
Again, it depends on which one you download.
Okay.
The one that I just recently downloaded called Mepis, I think was the name of it, M-E-P-I-S, had everything.
Okay.
And in fact, I ran that. It was fine. The one that I installed, which is the Fedora Core, Core 1, it was when I installed it, it was supposed to be beta code, right? But it found the wireless card. It found my CD. In fact, just for the heck of it, I threw a CD in, closed the door. The next thing I know, I'm watching the CD.
Cool.
Or the DVD. I'm watching the DVD. And I thought, well, that's not going to work. There's no way that's going to work. Because this is a 4-year-old laptop that, you know, I popped it in, boom, there it was. Now it's a 4-year-old laptop. It wasn't the best picture I've ever seen.
And that's probably one of the best examples of why Linux is working, is that there are so many developers just tweaking away and hacking away at code.
And having fun at it,
that it'll support anything. And almost all the software you'll find is free. You know, free word processor, free CD burner, you know, free spreadsheet.
You don't have to get the Microsoft blessing to make it compatible.
I'm definitely not going to miss Windows, that's for sure.
What you'll find, like I said, it's like driving a new car. Everything's in the wrong place for a while. You feel uncomfortable. But you still know how to drive.
Absolutely.
You'll get used to the new things. I've been using OpenOffice and StarOffice as my office suite for, what, 6-8 months now? Nobody's even noticed. They don't notice there's a difference.
Now that I'm used to the new floor shifter in my new van, I'm still reaching on the floor in my old van that has the column shifter
on
it.
Right. Eventually, when you sit down at a Windows machine, I can't tell you how many times I sit down at a Windows machine and I try to Alt-Tab to another desktop, and it's not there.
Yeah.
Or Alt-F2 to another desktop, and it's not there. All right? Give that a try. Give those. Let us know what you think, Bobby. Let us know which one you picked and why. That'll be very interesting to hear. Thanks. Our next caller, Vito from Chilai. Welcome, Vito. What's your question?
Hey, thanks very much for taking my call. You guys have a great show.
Thank you.
I was in the library reading PC World, and I came across a test for determining whether your Internet Explorer 5.01 to 6 could be spoofed or whether you were protected against it. So I went over to the one of the setups there, and I tried the test, which is really simple. It's www.find.pcworld.com/39980. And what you're supposed to get once you enter that site, and it ended up, it opened up real nice, it says check here to perform the test. You check that. And if the URL changes, it says your browser is vulnerable. So now here's the thing. I went home and I tried my computer at home, and immediately a virus comes up, a virus alert. So I'm saying to myself, I'm not taking a test because I got this virus alert, and the virus alert is download file, Internet Explorer, address. I'm not giving the whole thing, bar, squiggly one.
Oh, the all those little bars that come in?
Yeah.
There's one for, like, everybody's got this new Windows toolbar thing. And they're all spyware. Every one of them is spyware or viruses, but mostly spyware. They check on what your machine is doing. They send information out. Don't download any of those. You're absolutely right. Don't download it.
Well, I wanted to take the test, but I figured I can't take the test because I already have a virus alert. I was wondering, what would you get when you did that www.find.pcworld.com/39980?
URL not found.
URL not found?
That's what I got.
Huh.
Yeah, what did you get?
www.find.pcworld.
Oh, find, F-I-N-D?
Yes, find, F-I-N-D.
All right.
pcworld.com/39980.
Well, just that find, what happens if you go right to PC World and then from PC World try to...
No, you have to, you can do it that way, but you have to put the find because this is an article on the bugs and fixes in PC
World.
No,
that sounds like, no, usually PC World should have it in front of you.
No, I have the page right here, I copied it.
Well, yeah, it's under the PC World domain.
Oh, okay.
It's PC World, page 61, March.
No, it jumps you to another company.
Yeah,
it forwards you to a whole other company.
It takes you to Sukuna.
Right,
yeah.
Which
Sukuna
is where the test is developed. Secuna.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm not running Internet Explorer, so let me see what I get. I haven't run Internet Explorer in a year.
It'll probably be another 5 years before you even think about it again, right?
Yeah. If it looks like it wants to download, I don't know who this Sukuna is. So my suggestion is. Don't do it.
It could be a front for another person.
If you really feel that you must run Internet Explorer, at least you're running an antivirus program that'll pop up when it thinks it's going to do something to Internet Explorer for you.
And scan with Spybot and Adaware daily.
Yeah. Daily, at least daily.
Well, I downloaded Firefox 0.8, and I wanted to run it, but I don't know how to get my favorites into it.
Into
Firefox.
Firefox from...
Internet Explorer.
From Internet Explorer. There should be an import. If you go to Bookmarks, select Manage Bookmarks.
Import.
Under File, there's an import. But I thought it did that automatically. If you install Firefox, you should get an imported IE Favorites folder.
It didn't see it.
If you didn't get it, then you can do an import.
So it's Bookmarks, Manage Bookmarks, and then Import?
That brings up a whole new window which has its own file menu, and under that file menu you'll find Import. And under that, it'll ask you what file name you want to import, and then you can just send it to the Favorites folder and you're on your way.
Okay, give it a try.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for taking
the But look
call.
To see that you don't already have a folder called Imported IE Favorites. If you just pull down Bookmarks, it's usually the last one on the list.
Okay, I'll give it a try. I tried it by putting in the URLs separately from having it, and I didn't really find it that much faster, popping things up.
It's less about the speed, although it is faster in most cases. It's less about the speed and a whole lot more about the security.
Okay, that's important.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Have a nice week. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you too. It's an interesting problem. Machines aren't, you know, there's no magic. Machines aren't just going to be faster automatically. But this one is much better in terms of security. Our next caller, Jerry from Fairport, New York. Welcome, Jerry. What's your question? Jerry, are you there? Hello, Jerry. Jerry?
Hello.
Yes.
There we are.
You there?
Yes. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still
can
here.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you for being there for us.
Thank you.
My question, recently I upgraded to Roadrunner, and because I have multiple computers, went with a small network firewall router.
Mm-hmm.
Do I still have a need for a software firewall? I've heard varying opinions on this, and I'd like to get yours.
It depends.
You're going to get three more.
Yes, and I'll start.
At least.
From my point of view, there's only one reason to keep a software firewall router, and that's if you use something like Zone Alarm, it will stop stuff from going out as well as coming in. A hardware firewall will only stop stuff from coming in. So as long as you don't get anything new and as long as you're careful, you won't have a problem. But if you do get or already have something that would be a problem, then that software firewall will also stop stuff from going out. The problem with one is that if something isn't working correctly, which firewall is causing the problem? You have to do a lot of fiddling back and forth to figure out where your problem is.
No, and that's the way I approach it, too.
It can also be very easy to misconfigure the software firewalls. For example, you try to check your mail, and you get a warning message that this program is trying to access the Internet. If you don't recognize the name of the program, you might say, no, don't let it, and it turns your mail off.
Yeah, and blacks out.
So it's
half a dozen one, six of the other.
Yeah.
Right. For example, Internet Explorer at least used to be called MSIMN.
No, that's Outlook Express.
Outlook Express, right. Microsoft Internet Mail and News. Well, if you didn't know that, and MSIMN came up and said it wants to get to the Internet, you think, no, I don't know you. Right.
And we've also heard that some Internet providers do a, not a backtrace. When you go to check your mail, it sends a packet back to you as a verification that you're supposed to be getting your mail.
Right.
Well, then the firewall is going to pop off and say, this computer at this address is trying to access your computer. You say no, and you stop getting your mail.
Yep. Right. So it's six of one, half dozen of the other. Personally, I love my hardware firewall and don't run software firewalls.
Same here. I don't either.
Okay. So there's no overwhelming reason to
No. As long as you keep your antivirus up to date and your anti-spyware up to date and your anti-everything else up to date.
Right. And as long as you have, in fact, configured your firewall router.
Yes. Yes.
Then you're good to go.
Okay. All right. One other quick question. The previous caller, you were talking about some of these toolbars that came up. One of the machines is for my kids. And somewhere within the last couple of days, some of these toolbars started popping up on the thing.
Are you running Adaware?
I do have Adaware. I haven't run it in those couple of days.
You want to run it? Then no, you don't have it.
The first thing you want to do, though, is when you open up the program, down on the lower right-hand corner, it says check for updates. There is a new update, so you want to go up, grab the update, and then run the program.
And there are some legitimate toolbars that aren't a problem, like the Yahoo toolbar and the Google toolbar. But
right, from the large companies
the
that
large
you
companies,
know.
Right.
Right.
But
as long as you download them from Yahoo and from Google.
Right.
Okay.
But a lot of times they'll sneak in. What's the dot? The new name .net is a really nasty one. That
And Kazaa wants to put its own little
tool
mess.
Say no
in
to
there.
Toolbars. And Jerry?
Yep.
In the future, anytime you say a sentence like, I have Adaware, but I haven't run it, if you replace have with take and Adaware with medicine, I have my medicine, but I haven't taken it. You know how stupid that sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you go. I don't think I need to go any farther with that analogy, do I?
No, let's back off on that one.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah.
It's not just advice. It's abusive advice.
And good medicine.
And good medicine. Every good medicine tastes bad. Our next caller is Jim from Syracuse. How can we abuse you today, Jim?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Very not much you can do. I'm coming up on 30 years of marriage, so.
So you're immune.
That's right.
Yeah.
Where are you in Syracuse?
I'm on the extreme eastern edge of the city limits.
There you go.
Whoa, we're skipping all the way over.
The other
I got a Sea Crane radio. It sucks you guys in pretty good.
Good.
Cool.
Anyhow, when I do a Windows update.
Which version?
Whatever the latest one is.
Anytime, XP?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Anytime I do that, it downloads all the updates that I'm supposed to have and yada yada, and it goes to the install. It gets into the install, and then all of a sudden my system reboots.
Without telling you first.
Yes.
By the way. Virtually every update will tell you it has to reboot.
Yeah,
no, this does it right in the middle of an installation.
Well, normally I would say you got a bad download, but yet you've downloaded
it multiple times. I've done it like three or four times.
All right, what you might have to do is there's a folder on, matter of fact, Microsoft has a way of a procedure that if you go to their website for removing all the updates.
Yeah.
There's like a folder. It walks you step by step to remove all the updates. You might have gotten a bad one. There were a few of the updates that were, causing a problem. So what you can do is they walk you through the procedure to get rid of all the updates and the history of it, and then you can reinstall them fresh, and it should eliminate your problem.
Okay, we'll give that a try.
All right.
Yeah, because what happens is if it sees you've got an update ready to be installed, it doesn't re-download it, and if it's a bad one, you're doomed. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turch, and me, Nick Francesco, all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Wham's Michael Savage.
What is at stake is the very future of the hearts and minds of this country.
Michael Savage.
There's only one thing standing between them and the obliteration of God from our nation. That is you. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not pass false slander against thy neighbor. Which one of those Ten Commandments do you SOB bums from NYU and Columbia, which ones do you fear the most?
Michael Savage, weeknights 8 till 11 on WHAM.
Discover the hidden treasure in fine dining, the Crystal Barn. Elegant continental dining in an unusual atmosphere of crystal and rustic oak. It's just a great place for lunch, dinner, snack, or cocktail. Their martini bar is offering a fabulous selection of 15 different martinis. The cozy ambience is still at the Crystal Barn, whether it be traditional fare of landmark Angus beef, veal, rack of lamb, king crab legs, sea bass, antelope, wild boar, or one of Chef Camilo's contemporary creations. You're in for the treat of your life. Your next business or private event will be better than ever. Good portions of uncompromised quality food and unsurpassed service at the same comfortable prices. There are three private rooms, so call now to make arrangements for your next meeting or holiday party at the Crystal Barn. The hidden treasure that discreet diners tell their friends about. The Crystal Barn. On the hill, at the corner of Clover Street and Jefferson Road in the town of Pittsburgh. 381-4844. The Crystal Barn.
Hey, good afternoon again, boys and girls. Delamonico here, and we are at the Singular Wireless Store, 1855 Empire Boulevard in Webster. That'll put us at the corner of Bay and Empire. And you get into Singular this weekend, why? Well, you can get the Motorola V400 integrated camera phone, only $99.99 after mail-in rebate and a two-year service agreement. Also, sign up for unlimited text and MMS messaging for under $6. Great deal they've got going on this weekend. Singular offering true nationwide, no roughing, no long-distance calling plans. We're also signing people up to win tickets for the first round of the NCAA tournament. That'll be held in Buffalo, March 18th through the 20th. You can win your tickets here if you come in and sign up by 2 o'clock today. You're also getting free Syracuse Orangemen National Championship hats with purchase. See the store for details. Singular fits you best. You can join me up here at the Singular Store, 1855 Empire Boulevard, until 2 o'clock this afternoon. We've still got some more movie passes and all sorts of great stuff to do with you today, okay? Back to Soundbites now on Wham!
Attention employers, do you have immediate needs to fill jobs? Are you searching for qualified candidates? Plan to be a part of the Clear Channel Job Fair, Monday, March 8th at Marketplace Mall. Meet candidates face-to-face that meet your job qualifications. Tell them who you are, what you do, and why they need to work for you. Call 454-4884 extension 149 to find out how you can be a part of the Clear Channel Job Fair. That's 454-4884, extension 149. Need a new job? Do you want to explore many options in one place? The Clear Channel Job Fair is coming to Marketplace Mall on March 8th. You'll have an opportunity to speak to various employers offering a variety of career options. Save the date, Monday, March 8th, from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. at the Marketplace Mall in Center Court. the Clear Channel Job Fair.
You gotta smile so bright. You know it's Lobster Fest season.
And all the things we're doing. Right now at Red Lobster, we're celebrating Lobster Fest with over 10 mouth-watering lobster dishes. The sweetest rock lobster, succulent Maine lobster, our famous lobster pizza, even tender lobster pasta. If it's lobster you're craving, Lobster Fest is the time and Red Lobster's the place.
The way we do the things we do.
The way we do the things
for you.
Hey, have you heard? Cialis is here. Are you ready? Get to know Cialis. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about prescription Cialis Tadalafil. Find out today if a free sample of Cialis is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis, it's here. Are you ready?
Wham's Michael Savage.
This is the final line.
Weeknights 8 till 11.
This is the line.
On News Radio 1180.
Don't let them cross it.
WHAM. This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180. WHAM. From PCs to Macs. These guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Hi there. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Ben Turchin.
And this is Soundbites. Back to the phones in a moment, but I do want to tell you that we've been experimenting with a live broadcast, and you have to put this in, not into your browser.
We should put a link sometime.
I thought we did.
On our webpage?
Yeah. But just
on the fact list.
Yeah, on the fact list. If you want to go there, it's not in your browser, but in your streaming media player like XMMS or Winamp or MacAmp or whatever the new one is for the Mac. I guess
iTunes.
You can do it right in iTunes or in whatever. But it's an MP3 live streaming thing, and it's SBArch, which is short for Soundbites Archives. .cob.rit.edu:8080. And I guess you need the HTTP in front of it. So it's http://sbarch.cob.rit.edu:8080. And right now, there are 10 people online. Oh no, 8 people online at the moment. One from Weehawken, New Jersey. That'll be Moody Blues 100. One from Buffalo. That's probably Argyle.
Mm-hmm.
Two from Mindspring. Can't tell where they are. And the rest of you are from Rochester. You're either in FrontierNet or Rochester.rr.com. Roadrunner. So I don't quite know who's coming from where, but we do see that there are 8 of you. Oop, there's 10 of you on now. We've got it set for 25. I don't know at what point it starts to degrade. I guess we'll find that out when it happens. But once you've listened, please, please go to the forums on our website and tell us how it sounded, because I can't tell from here. It's one of those things where
can't be two places at once.
It's a long time test, and I can't quite tell what's going on with it to begin with. So if you can help me out, that's what we need. Our next caller is Lance.
Well, Moody should call.
Moody. Well, Moody's been putting it in. He's been telling us what he thought.
No, so
several other people have too. Oh, sure. Yeah. So it'll like feedback. That should be interesting.
It'd be interesting.
It would be that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure interesting is the word I would use, but that's a good word. Our next caller is Lance from Brighton, New York. Welcome, Lance. What's your question?
Well, how do? It's been months since I've been able to reach you.
Well, you got to call early and often, Lance.
Yeah. Well, quick question.
Yeah.
My Toshiba Windows 98 SE has lost its power utility DLL. Where do I find a replacement?
PowerUtility.dll?
Yeah.
That's the real name of it?
Yeah, that's off the Toshiba.
Abbreviated PWRUTIL.
Yeah, that's a utility that comes with the Toshiba, and that would be on, like, the Toshiba CD.
PWRUTIL.DLL?
Yeah.
It may not be available as a separate install. You might
have to
do
the program, when I tried to change some of the power possibilities, like hibernate and standby. It says it can't find Power Util.
PWRUTIL.DLL.
That's correct. It may be Toshiba specific.
There's no question that it is.
Yep. Yeah, you're going to have to look on your CD for your Toshiba.
It's not on any of the CDs, though. The Windows.
Well, then
CDs.
Go to the Toshiba website.
Yeah, I'll try that.
And do a search
for your model. It's a laptop, right?
Yeah.
Search for your model. There'll be under support.
Yeah.
You want to search for your model.
Yeah.
And then under support, and then usually they'll tell you the available drivers in that are available, and you can do a search once you get down into that bit, because they finally did away with that on a lot of the other Toshibas.
On what?
They did away with that power energy thing, because most of them are coming built in doing energy
XP does it itself, so you don't need a separate utility.
You know, conserving the electricity.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Give that a try.
Well,
we got to take another break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turchin, all of you, me, Nick Francesco, Soundbites, 1180 WHAM. That's it.
Golfers, don't miss the coolest event of the winter. Join Wham on Saturday, March 6th for the 2004 CP Rochester Polar Bear Open, presented by Canandaigua National Bank and Trust to benefit CP Rochester and the Fairport Rotary Charities. Teams of four will compete for a chance at winning a golf trip for two to Florida or a new Dodge at Veterans Memorial Park in Henrietta. Now, if you don't want to brave the cold and play golf outdoors, you can stop in for warm fun. There'll be food all day, live and silent auctions inside the heated pavilion, and more. Get your tickets now at any Canandaigua National Bank location or call 334-6000 for all the information.
Soundbites, powered by Patrick Jeep.
When you hear how big businesses get all the best technology for the best price, does it make you crazy? To calm down, here's a thought from the voice of reason. Get a Xerox M15i. It's not just a digital copier printer that gives you 16 quality pages a minute. It also scans and faxes in color. All that and more for a $66 a month lease. Big business or small, what could be more reasonable?
Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX for business lease details. Toner and photoreceptor sold separately.
Chase Pitkin will show you how to install the look of wood flooring at a fraction of the cost. With Armstrong Domain Laminate Flooring, unique angle and lock design makes installation a snap. Chase Pitkin is natural oak or butterscotch finish in stock now for just 99 cents a square foot with your Shopper's Club card. Armstrong Domain Laminate Flooring. Improve your home and save now at Chase Pitkin.
Wham's Michael Savage.
This is the final line.
Weeknights 8 till 11.
This is the line.
On News Radio 1180.
Don't let them cross it.
WHAM. Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Ben Turchin.
There we are. And this is Soundbites. Apparently mentioning the streaming address was the ticket.
Good
we had 15
do.
People on at one point. We got somebody from Toronto right now. Clearly the people who are on the edge of the signal would do well to listen live. Those of you who are local at some point will probably be asking you to drop out if enough people get on so that the farther away folks can get to us. But in the meantime, speaking of far away people, we're going to talk to Bob on a cell phone. Welcome, Bob. Pulled over to the side of the road, of course.
I am.
Good.
Nick.
Hi there.
Good question. I'm an operating system XP Pro. I've got a fairly beefy system, and I'm running Panda Platinum as an antivirus. Never had any problems. Yesterday I started seeing something real weird. When I would go into my email, absolutely no problems. But when I went into access the internet any other way, I'd get a pop-up. And the pop-up was telling me that there was a spyware. And it was an advertisement for Adware Hunter.
Yep. What you've got to do is, that was going around, what you've got to do you have Adware on your machine?
I've got Adaware. All right,
what you've got to do is on Adaware, you've got to click on the update and go get the update.
I got it. 6.181.
Yeah, but no, you've got to go, once you install the program.
Yeah, that's just the program version.
That's just the program. Okay. Once you download the program, you open it up. Down in the lower right-hand corner, there's a thing that says check for updates.
These are the the spyware signature updates, just like an antivirus program has virus signatures that you update.
Right.
Spyware has spyware signatures that you update.
And there was a spoof going around. You've got to go up and get that update.
And the current reference file is 5 March, yesterday.
Yes.
Yesterday.
And run that, and we'll get rid of it.
That's something to keep in mind, too. The company that writes LavaSoft is in Germany, so their dates are in European format.
Right.
So it says 5/3/2004. That's 5 March, not May 3rd.
Right. Right.
Now, the other thing this thing was doing is when it would pop up, it would give me a beep. And my CD drawers would open up.
Yeah, that's all spyware. I've seen it all of a sudden you lose, I've seen it lose control of the mouse. It will lock up keyboards. I've seen it reboot the machines. You name it. I had, matter of fact, one client that had two CD-ROM drives on it. It first opened one, closed it, went down to the second one, opened that, and closed that.
Okay. What it's doing is checking your drives. Among those drives, of course, are your CD-ROMs.
So
okay, I will update that because I kept going into Adaware.
You got to update it. You got to update it.
Okie doke. Do the update.
Thank you very much.
You're
welcome. Thank you. Okay, from Bob on the cell phone, we're going to Bob in Rochester. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
So where can I get a copy of Ghost?
Pretty much any store.
Semantics, yeah. Semantics website sells it.
Any of the superstores?
Yeah.
I just downloaded a Computer Associates eTrust Easy Armor, which is recommended for a firewall by our local Roadrunner.
Mm-hmm.
Except they want me to uninstall everything else, like the Norton antivirus that I have.
Yeah.
This Computer Associates thing is as good as Norton or McAfee?
Computer Associates is the third largest software company in the world. They have very good software in general.
And it's generally been to enterprise and corporate solutions, so the average user doesn't know about them.
Right. Yeah. But they've got some good stuff. I think they make great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they required my password for me to download it. I'm kind of uneasy about that.
Well, because it's a deal they've made with Roadrunner that Roadrunner users can get it for free, so they have to prove you're a Roadrunner user.
Oh.
Right.
Okay, so I guess I'll scrap my Norton stuff, which I just updated, and then try them.
Right. Well, that's if you can install the whole thing, because you're going to want their firewall and their antivirus and everything else.
Yeah, and a clean way to go offline temporarily while I'm burning CDs or something.
Right.
There you go.
Okay, thanks a lot.
There you go. The CA, you know, nobody knows about them. Third largest software company in the world, and there you go. Our next caller is Brian from Honey Eye Falls. Welcome, Brian. What's your question? Brian?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me? No, I'm here.
You're okay. There. Okay.
We're here. Go ahead, Brian. What's your question?
Brian?
Maybe not.
Oh, Brian. Okay, we're going to go to Matt from Canandaigua, New York. Welcome, Matt. What's your question?
My question has to do with my hard drive.
Yeah.
I bought my computer, and it had 80 gigabytes on my hard drive.
Yeah.
I reinstalled Windows XP Home. And it tells me that I only have 40 gigabytes left to fill up. And there's 40 gigabytes floating around somewhere in my computer. And I don't know where it went or what's the way to get it back.
Now, it tells you you have 40 gig free.
No, what it tells me is I have 2 gigabytes free. But when I go into the properties for my C drive, mm-hmm. it says there's only 38 gigabytes on the C drive. And there's only the C drive. So.
Okay. What you've most likely got is that the drive came with one of the partitioning programs. And when you installed XP Home, the partitioning software confused it.
Okay.
Now, how do you get rid of all of that?
Wait a minute.
Well, the issue is that a lot of the older computers couldn't handle a hard drive bigger than 32 megs.
Yeah, and they misreport it when you go to do a view of the properties.
So when you buy an 80, it chops it into 232s.
Or it'll sit there and say on an 80, maybe only says that when you're checking the properties that it's got 78 gig.
Well, that's just marketing. It's 80 billion bytes, and marketing people divide by 1,000.
Yeah, the problem, however, is how do we get rid of this problem? And the only thing I can think to do...
Partition magic.
Is either... Well, there's two ways. What, you're right. One, nobody expects expansion resources. One is to use partition magic, but you'd have to buy that.
Okay.
The other thing is to use F-disk, but that will wipe out everything on your system.
Oh.
Now, the question is, if your BIOS will handle an 80-gig hard drive, how old is this machine?
Oh, it's only about 3 years old.
That's old in computer terms.
That don't handle it.
But it should handle it. So get a copy of Partition Magic, and it should solve your problem.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sure. We're done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turchin for keeping us on the straight and narrow. I'm Nick Francesco. We'll be back here next Saturday at 12:20 p.m. So we'll see you then. Thanks. Appreciate it. And we're here for 1180 WHAM. Bye-bye.
Rochester's most listened to radio station, period. 50,000 watt news radio 1180 WHAM, Rochester.
Worldwide.
CBS News, I'm Sharon Middleman. President Bush is defending his record on the economy. He says lower taxes will...